Welcome to our introductory broadcast from the Path to Wisdom website. We are glad that you've joined us, and we hope that this brief broadcast will provide encouragement for you to explore further what we are doing. On our website, you can find material that explains who we are, where we come from, what our goals and hopes are, and a brief explanation of our methodology. We thought it would also be useful to explain a bit more about our assumptions, goals, and how we plan to facilitate the process for achieving them. And that is the purpose of this introductory podcast. Let's start with assumptions. In order to communicate, we always must understand what are the underlying assumptions. We are starting with the assumption that the primary driving force for each individual is to attain contentment, fulfillment, and happiness in their daily life. We also believe that achieving this will lead to improved emotional, mental, and physical health, as well as increased well-being. When oneself is happier, then it leads to improved personal and social relationships, which will create a knock-on effect and has the potential for far-reaching improvement in all aspects of our life. Sounds so beautiful and very easy, but why is it not more common? Many individuals will at various times in their life express that they are content, fulfilled, or perhaps very happy. But are these states genuine? Are they sustainable? Can we maintain them? Or are they simply temporary situations from which we emerge often feeling frustrated and even more dissatisfied, constantly needing a new fix? Are we always chasing the gold ring that we hope will believe will bring us true happiness? And of course, there are many psychologists, philosophers, and even religious personages who often say that contentment, fulfillment, and happiness aren't the primary goal, or at best are a false idol. Our response to them is to explain that by happiness, we are referring to a deep sense of peace, contentment, and inner joy with life, which become the foundations for real and true happiness. We also believe that this condition, once it's realized, can be maintained with practice and commitment and increased throughout one's life. Now, this is not a new goal. It has been discussed and debated and has been the object of many different traditions, methods, and belief systems over the past 3,000 years. Many philosophies, religions, and schools of thought have arisen and some fallen, that promise the way to contentment, fulfillment, and happiness if one would just follow their teachings. Even our modern scientific world often promises improvements if we would only follow the experts' advice. And even here, there have been many failures, leading to disastrous consequences. For example, the most current one, the opioid crisis. So what are we suggesting that is different? What is not the same, and what is new that hasn't been offered in the last 3,000 years? Are we trying to introduce something that we think is novel or has never been tried before? In fact, we are inviting you to join and participate with us in something that's not new, but rather something which has been around for millennia. And yet, despite its obvious and clearly availability, it's hardly practiced, and that is what we hope to change. However, before we dive into the process, we will be using and inviting you to join us in understanding the nature of the subject of contentment, fulfillment, and happiness. As I mentioned above, this is not a new concept. And many different sages, teachers, thinkers, and religions have offered up their suggestions on how to realize these goals. Our viewpoint is that in order to realize them, one must first know oneself, one's true self, not the persona we project to the world, nor the persona we use to fool ourselves, or even the one we are raised with and taught to be, but rather our true, heartfelt identity, freely chosen and manifested. There is some discussion as to whether this is really possible or not. We believe it is, but not without learning skills to accomplish it and diligent practice. At Path to Wisdom, we wish to create an interactive discussion environment, both online and also bricks and mortar, where we can engage in vital and dynamic discussions, moderated by a guide and encouraging the use of simple techniques for developing skills to truly know ourselves, our true heart and identity. In Eastern philosophies, this is often referred to as the heart-mind. Mind and the heart as unified, or the mind of the heart and the heart of the mind. As we go through our various courses, we will see that this has some very strong foundation and evidence in scientific research with regards to the heart and the brain and the neuronal connection. In the beginning, we will share and use a simple, easy, but often slightly confusing at first method of questioning. We will select various quotes from many different sources and traditions and engage in an online live chat discussion using this method of questioning. By doing this, we can practice, we can learn the skills that we can then use later throughout our day. These early broadcasts will be opportunities to learn the methodology, become comfortable with it, and then use it as a starting point for deeper and more direct engagement in the process of discovering ourselves. As we proceed, later on, we will introduce you to methods of mindful self-reflection and mindful self-focus, which you may have read about on our website. Now, lastly, it's very important that we want you to know and recognize, and we feel it very important to make it clear, that what we are doing here is not therapy, nor are we providing any medical advice as to what to do if you are in an emotional, mental, or physical crisis. If this is the case, then we strongly encourage you to contact and engage a professional in the appropriate field to work with you on the problem. Nothing can take the place of real face-to-face dialogue, especially when dealing with a significant personal crisis of health, whether it be emotional, mental, or physical. And finally, in our discussions, we will not try to lecture or tell you what is true or correct. Rather, we will encourage a process of questioning and inquiry, and then discussion, which will lead to further questions and further discussion, and so on and so on. Our goal is to familiarize you with the process and learn to become skillful at the process of questioning, responding, considering, and then questioning again. All the while, it will be important to remain open to whatever answer-response arises, and then further questioning. As you engage in this process with others, we will begin to see the multifaceted aspect of every situation, topic, belief, and idea, and hopefully how it is constructed and how it affects our level of contentment, fulfillment, and happiness. This brings to the close the first introductory broadcast. We hope you will join us in the future once we begin our live online webinars. Until then, take care, ask questions, and don't be afraid to experience the fullness of the moment. Best wishes to you all.